This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. It really is. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I tell you guys to get engaged, whether it's with me or somebody else. I'd say it doesn't matter, but it does matter to me because I want you listening to me and I want you listening to the show. But you got to get engaged. Part of that is to find out how the other side thinks. Right? If you get engaged with the quote-unquote other side, right, then you'll hear their conversations. You'll hear what they got going on. So the just listen, get involved, and get engaged. All right. So after the first break, Burgess Owens is going to join us. Now, I don't come on, stop that. He's the author of a new book released about the end of July. Liberalism, or subtitle: How to Make Good Men Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. He was raised in a segregated Deep South community of Tallahassee. Burgess was the third black American to be offered a football scholarship at the University of Miami. He earned a Bachelor of Science degree in biology, chemistry, and gained national recognition as the first team All-American defense back. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame of Outstanding College Athletes of America and later the University of Miami's Hall of Fame in the Orange Bowl Ring of Honor. So we'll have him on. Now, here's his, I think he's an African-American. Actually, he may not want me to call him an African-American. I'll find out. He's listed as a black American. And I always love that, too, because I have a black friend. I've told you this guy before. And they always say to me, I'm not from Africa. I don't want to go back to Africa. I don't even want to visit Africa. So stop calling me an African-American. Right? So let me see. Oh, what was I going to tell you about? Here's another teacher that was called, you know, this racism word. I have a hard time with some of this stuff. Some of you think I'm stuttering. I'm not stuttering. Because I have two ways. If you've been listening for any length of time, there's certain ways I handle things, certain ways I approach things that might be considered in your face. And people don't like when you're in your face or when they think you're in your face. So Black Lives Matter St. Paul won its war against a special education teacher at Como Park Senior High School. Now, Theo Olson agreed to retire from the district after a group accused him of being racist for criticizing St. Paul Public Schools' restorative justice approach to student discipline. Now, I don't know if some of you know about this. And some of you may not. The restorative justice approach is not just in St. Paul. This approach is nationwide. This approach was put in place by His Highness Mr. Obama. And I hate when I do this. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, or the previous Attorney General. You're not allowed to discipline black children and Hispanic children the same way you are white children. So much for equality, right? Now, he was accused of racism here. The agreement between Olson and the school district repays the teacher for 5 days of his 10-day suspension, allows him to collect retirement benefits, and removes three letters in his personal file relating to his suspension this spring. Now, failed school board candidates turned Black Lives Matter activist Rashid Turner described Olson as the epitome of a bad teacher and a white supremacist over two allegations that racist posts a teacher made to Facebook. One of the posts reads, "Anyone care explain to me how the school me explain to me the school to prison pipeline my colleagues and I have somehow created?" Oh. Have you guys heard about that? How, because of the way they administer discipline, the way they teach, they're basically saying that these teachers, the schools, the education system, creates a school-to-prison pipeline, but just for black kids, no others? And he's asking the question, since when did it become illegal, wrong, or distasteful to ask the question? Yeah, you got a guy that's got a rap sheet a mile long. He's been arrested 25 times. You can look at him and go, what, do you like being in prison? You like being chased down by the cops and thrown in prison? You must. You do this quite frequently. That's racism. He says, I have somehow created or perpetuated or not done enough to interrupt your school-to-prison career. Because if you can't prove it, the campaigns you wage to deconstruct the adult authority in my building by enabling student misconduct, you seriously owe us real teachers an apology. He goes on to say, actually, an apology won't cut it. Phones and iPad devices used for social media and gaming. There have always been rules for devices and defined levels of misconduct. Since we now have no backup, no function location to send kids, they won't quit gaming. He's right. If there's no punishment, if there's no downside, why stop? You can't take their devices away from them during class time. You can't stop them. You can't send them to the principal. Why stop? Who cares at that point? They're making it hard for the teachers to teach. And I think it's, isn't it funny that taking discipline away is the way, is the way that you're going to teach these kids to do the right thing? That's just nuts. We'll talk about his outcome on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back.
I love this song.
Yes, sir.
Can you still say chick chicky boom? I thought that was politically incorrect. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the midst of everything that's been going on around us, it is really funny how forgive me for saying it this way, because I know some of you get really, really irritated. It's irritating to me that because I'm white, because I'm referred to by some people as whitey, I can't talk about the black or African American, whatever term you use. I can't talk about their plight, right? I can't talk about another human being who maybe is being mistreated. I'm not allowed to talk about that because I don't have the right color. I'm not allowed to talk about women's issues because I don't have a uterus. I mean, I can go right down the list of the idiotic things that you guys send me. So this is craziness. I mean, people, if you truly want us to treat people like people, how about we start talking about people like they're just people? That would be so much easier. Now, wouldn't it? Well, I've asked Burgess Owens to join me. His new book is released. It's called Liberalism. I love the subtitle. Or How to Make Good Men Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. I mean, this man is speaking my language. He was raised in a segregated Deep South community of Tallahassee, Florida. Burgess was the third black American to be offered a football scholarship at the University of Miami, Coral Gables, where he earned a Bachelor of Science degree in biology, chemistry, and gained national recognition as a first-team All-American defensive back. Burgess, thanks so much for being with me tonight. I really appreciate your time.
Gerald, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to having our topic and having fun with it.
So I probably don't even have to ask this question, but tell me, give me an idea of what, give me a Reader's Digest version of what the book is about, and we'll go from there.
Okay. There's a couple things. And this is so important because there's a celebration, number one, of a race that had done some tremendously great things, and it's also a book about the betrayal. Part of that betrayal is the fact that so many people we'll be talking with today or listening will have not had any idea of the success that my race had for the first 100 years. From 1865 to 1965, we were one of the most competitive, entrepreneurial, industrious, moral-based Christian communities in our nation. I remember growing up in the 60s, and we had at that time over 50% of black Americans were part of the middle class. We had the highest percentage of men in our country across the board that were committed to marriage and their families. We had the highest percentage of entrepreneurs in our country. We were so good that back in 1932, the government had to send the Democrats put together a bill called the Davis-Bacon Act, which protected the all-white unions against black entrepreneurs. So that was a success that we had. And I can go on and on. That's just the beginning, because I can talk about the patriotism. I can talk about the intellectual property that we had, the way we were doing. But at the end of the day, that's where we were going. And today, here we are, in 2016, the freest country in the history of mankind. We've had a black president, guys, just to make a note, for the last eight years. There's only 13% of black Americans in our country, so it means a lot of whites voted for our president. And yet, here we are. We have 70% of black men that are abandoning their children and forsaking marriage. We have 83% of black teen males across our country that are unemployed and soon be unemployable. We have 40% of black males that are dropping out of high school and dropping out of college. Black on black crime is through the roof. 93% of murders are done, black killings are done by blacks. Here are the ways, this is where we are today. And I'll tell you where we need latest at the feet up. It is liberal Democrats' policies, anti-black policies for the last 70 years that's put us where we are. And it once we get to the point we recognize who our enemy is, and it's not each other, it's an ideology. And I think we'll be in a good way of heading back to where I remember my race being a very proud and prosperous and moving forward race.
Yeah, but I got to ask you a question. I mean, that's why we call the show The Real Side, okay? You know, can we blame this, in today's day and age, can we blame all the downfalls of these things on white people? Can we still do that?
No, it's not white people. I just want to repeat what I said. It's not a racial issue. We're dealing with ideology. It is policies. It's a socialism. Let me give you a little background that you might not know about. NAACP is a good example. In the midst of a community that was very entrepreneurial, matter of fact, there's something called the Black Wall Street, Black Millionaires back in 1915, total town of millionaires. And we had the NAACP, not started by black people, but 21 white, socialist, atheist, Marxist, race-controlled Democrats. And the only way they can get into my community was through a cover of blacks. They hid behind a guy named W. E. DeBoss, another communist and socialist, and they got their message through the crisis. These are Democrats, guys, and I can go through a list of things that have been done to us. By the way, just so you know, the first anti-lynching bill, 1918, was put forth by a Republican from Missouri. Do you know who fought against it? The first white president of the NAACP. By the way, it took 65 years for us to finally get a black president for NAACP and NAACP. Democrats have a history of racism, segregation, the KKK, Jim Crow, and every negative thing that ever happened to the welfare system that destroyed our families in the 1960s, Democratic policy. This goes on and on. And what we have to get to the point of is being honest, guys. I understand the pain of realizing that we might have been
Wait a minute. You went over that all. You went over that pretty fast. You were a Democrat at one point. What caused you to become a Republican or conservative or what have you?
Well, and here's a good point. The black race has always been, up until recently, has been a very conservative race, and we still are to a degree. They're changing that slowly but surely. The Democrats have been doing that. But so I was always a conservative, but we always believed in the 60s that the Democrats were outside. So I was a voting Democrat until I finally got in my own business, and after I retired from the NFL, I realized that this country is so full of opportunity, but we cannot depend on somebody else to give it to us or blame somebody else for our mistakes and our faults and our failures. This is a country that's based on Judeo-Christian values. And to the point you made when you first opened up your show, when we get to the point where we're looking at each other based on color, our race, our gender, and all those other things, we're going backwards. We're not fulfilling the dream of Martin Luther King.
Amen.
Or the founders of our country. We're going the route of socialists and Marxists, which loves to keep us separated and hating each other. So we have to decide if we're going to truly be the country that was designed to look at each other from inside out, like God does, or look at each other the way that these hateful socialists and Marxists are.
Yeah, well, you know, if you just joined me, you're listening to Burgess Owens. He's got a new book out. It's called Liberalism, or How to Make Good Men Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. I mean, this man is speaking my language. And again, Burgess, thanks for joining me tonight. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, let's get back to some of the stats that you put out earlier. I wrote a piece, and I'm just getting tore up over it. And listen, I'm used to it, so it doesn't bother me. I'm not complaining. But I think it's really funny because I'm sitting there and I'm saying, here's a guy who claimed that he's oppressed, that his people are oppressed. We got to go for a quick break because I believe in capitalism. I got to pay for the show. When we come back, I want to talk about his oppression, and I want to ask you why I can't talk about it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We've got Burgess Owens with us, author of Liberalism, or How to Make Good Men Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. You know, take a listen, respond. We're live on Facebook. We've got a live chat room going up on the website. There's a gazillion things you can do here tonight with me. And I want to get right back to my guest because I don't want to waste any of this time. I always enjoy conversations like this. We've got Burgess Owens is on the line with me. He's the author of a new book called Liberalism, or How to Make Good Men Whiners, Weenie, How to Make Good Men Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. And like I said, I'm not joking. He's speaking my language because I think we're doing a real disservice to our young men in this country today. And again, Burgess, thank you so much for being with me.
You betcha, Joe. My pleasure, buddy.
All right, so let's get back at it. You know, one of the things I told you, I wrote a piece and I talked about the oppression and the oppression this young man was under. And I really, look, I beat it up hard for a reason. I said, you know, this guy's under some real oppression, okay? Here, his mother, and I thanked his mother. I don't know what color she is. I don't really care. But his 19-year-old mom, for giving him up for adoption and instead of killing him, instead of aborting him. I said, that's a great thing. She gave this guy an opportunity to succeed. All right? The father took off. Why? What was he, pressed by the white guy? Is that why he left the family? I don't believe that for a minute. Now this boy goes on, or this young man goes on, a boy, young man, whatever, goes on to oppressive schools where he probably had heat and air conditioning, right? He had a seat to sit in. He had books to work with. I mean, I could go on and on and on with this. You know, this is not oppression. I mean, and where he is today, there is no other nation on the face of this planet that he could have done. He could be where he is today, being through what he's been through, and making a tenth of the money he's making. Where am I wrong with this?
No, you're right altogether. And I think what we have to understand, and I can't emphasize it enough, particularly my black audience out there, we are in a country that literally gives us an opportunity to do as much as we want to do. It also says that we need to take responsibility and accountability for the things we don't do right. If we're deciding to have babies before we get married, if we decide to drop out of high school, if we're deciding we're going to join a gang, or as a father, 70% of us are not staying around. Those are not white issues or black issues. Those are character issues. So we have to get back to realizing that we own our future. And when it comes down to young people like this, like our quarterback, it's very typical because we're moving in a direction of socialism. Now, what he could do, think about this, with a $100 million contract, how about starting a business, and going out and developing a business where you can hire some of those 83% of black males that are no longer working. How about instead of sitting down on his seat, complaining about what other people are doing for us, go out and do something for himself? How about him talking to his other teammate about manning up a little bit? The things that we need to do, and the only way we're going to get out of this, by the way, is black people will have to work this through with other black people. We cannot afford to point fingers or wait for some other race to come and take care of us and take care of this problem. We are empowered to do anything we want to do if we want to. So we have to understand that, number one, we have too many people who died for our freedoms, starting off with the very first martyr for freedom of our country in the Revolutionary War, which was a black man, a former slave, a free man. And from that point all the way to today, we have people who live and die for our freedom. So let's not allow people who may lead us to get us so angry at other people that we become racist. And that's where we're heading off to now. We have to be very careful about that. We should be able to, if any of us, talk on any topic, because it comes down to we don't think with our skin. We think with our brains, and we go back on our background.
You are so right. I wish we were taught all through the 70s, or when I was growing up, we were taught, don't look at color. You look at a person's character. You look at what they do and who they are. Now we're being told if we don't look at somebody's color, we're racist. You know, look at a guy like me. I am 58 years old this year. I came through the 70s. I came through some of that turmoil, and I'm not stupid. I know we haven't defeated racism. We've got all kinds of idiots out there. I got that part. But I was taught, and I believe in, there is no color. I believe that. I believe anybody can make it in this country. Some people, yes. There are still some things in the way of particular groups, but there's a way to beat that. Reach out to people like me and reach out to other groups that can help get involved with you.
Yeah.
But I'm confused because now we're told not to look at color. The other thing I want to hit on is Donald Trump. I mean, here you have Donald Trump who says that you shouldn't be, you've been voting for Democrats for 40, 50, 60 years. Look at the cities that they've had total control of, and they're not helping you. Is there anything disingenuous about that as well?
Well, it comes out of this, and that's why we have to, some kind of way, what I grew up in was a black middle class with a bunch of entrepreneurs. And that middle class began to squeeze out when the liberalism kind of took over in the mid-60s. So we have a lot more elitists and a lot more people who are kind of dependent on them. We have to get back to where we can understand that, number one, there's a lot of pain in our country right today. And by the way, dealing with the racist thing, don't think the whites have a monopoly on racism. Racism is a hatred of people because of their color. Black and white are racist, and we'll never get rid of that because there are people that are nutcases out there. But at the end of the day, if we allow racists to make us fail, then they've succeeded in a big, big way. We grew up in my era. There's race all around us, but we were determined never to be bested. So we worked hard. We studied harder. We ran hard. We did whatever we had to do harder because when we competed, we were going to win because our race depended on us winning. That's what we have to get back to. So I think white people stop apologizing, thinking that you're the only ones that be racist. No, the problem that they have today is we're developing too many black racists. And for those who say that they're, because of their color, they can never be called racist, that is pure ignorance. That's not understanding what racism is, and that's also being a very strong racist to think that because of your color, you're not capable of being that. We are the same inside, and we have the same emotions, and hateful people are hateful people, no matter what color they might be.
I was just going to say, I agree with you. But as a white guy, the sad part about this is I can't even defend those points. They won't let me.
And that's where we have to kind of team up. And I understand that.
I agree.
Really do, because at the end of the day, it will be the black race that has to deal and take care of the solutions of the black race. So it will come down to people like me. I'm willing to be called all these kind of names. This is interesting. I can be articulate, moral, character-based, successful, know how to network throughout all kind of people, black and white, and because I don't agree that this quarterback should sit on his behind, I'm now called an Uncle Tom. So you understand the success of Democrats is we've gotten to the point where we look at the worst of our race, the ones that are feeling the most, the ones that are just not going any place, but they are proud black people. And then those who are trying to break out and give a stronger message and say we can do better are pointed at as not being black. That is a very demeaning process. And for those who believe that, you have to really look in the mirror and understand what we're up against.
I want to interrupt you for a second, though, Burgess. The thing that's always bothered me is, you know, when the Dems, when I hear them talking about the quote-unquote African-American community, we have to help them. You know, we've got to get them better shots here. We've got to do this over here. We've got to help them up over here. And I'm thinking to myself, are you suggesting they can't do these things on their own? Because in some areas it sounds like you're so incompetent, you don't have the ability to do, we have to pull you along. We have to help you along. And I'm thinking to myself, that even sounds racist to me on the front end.
Well, it comes down to this. There's actually three types in our country. And this is where this is why I kind of targeted my message. And real quick background, when our country started, there was only one-third of our nation that was patriots. There was another one-third that were Tories, that was against the freedom of our country. And then there was the other third plus that were cowards and clueless. In our race, we have the same breakdown. We have those that are elitists, and there's no hope for those guys. They're the ones that are watching and sitting and watching our race go down the hill fast, but they're profiting from it, and they are socialists. Then you have the victims, the ones who find some kind of value and being looked down upon and feeling sorry for themselves. My message is to the one-third of Americans, black Americans feel the same way I do. We're proud of our country. We're proud of our race. We love our kids. We see a great future. We've just been confused because the messaging has been so consistent. And so we get into this group thing where we're supposed to think with our skin, and therefore 90% of us vote for Democrats just because of Democrats. We, as that one-third, if we were to vote value and principle and become political free agents, let me tell you what we'll do. As capitalists, we're going to stop voting for democratic socialists. As Christians, we're going to stop voting for democratic atheists. As those who really believe that all kids should have an education, our poorest kids, we're going to stop voting for Obama and Hillary. Just because they're Democrats or just because they're black doesn't mean anything if they're going to keep our kids dumb. And we also, for those of us who believe in the sanctity of life, we will not vote any longer for those blacks and whites, race control, Marga Singers, who believe our kids are nothing but weeds. Once we, as a small group, decide to vote on values, we're going to make the Democrats and the Republicans earn our vote and be accountable for it.
Bradley, I mean, Burgess, you got to hold that thought. We got to go for a quick break. I want to talk about Singer a little bit when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right to my guest because I'm really enjoying my conversation with him. His name is Burgess Owens. He's written a book called Liberalism, or How to Make Good Men Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. And he was raised in the segregated Deep South community of Tallahassee, Florida. Burgess was the third black American to be offered a football scholarship at the University of Miami, Coral Gables, where he earned a Bachelor of Science degree in biology, chemistry, and gained national recognition as the first-team All-American defensive back. Burgess, thank you so much for being with me tonight.
Thank you, Joe. And for those in California, because I know you're on the West Coast, I finished with the Raiders back when the Raiders used to win football games a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
Before 15. So that gives a little bit of an idea of just how far back it goes.
For most people who've been listening to the show for a while know that I am not a big sports fan, and I'll tell you why. I grew up with the Boston Patriots. Okay, they're now known as the New England Patriots. When I was a kid, they were the Boston Patriots. They were so bad that they couldn't lose. Like, they couldn't win if the other team didn't show up, and we threw them out of Boston. That's why they're called the New England Patriots now. They're out in Foxborough, 3 hours from Boston. So,
just know that I fell off of the Jets, and by the time I was with the Jets, they used to beat up on us. So we were one team that used to beat up on every year, just so you know. There was a team that was worse than the New England Patriots.
So I want to get back to, you know, in California, the black community, they vote on some of the most conservative propositions, because in California we can make a law by proposition. The people get to vote on it. So They vote on some of the most conservative propositions that there are. They keep sending, though, the most liberal loons when it comes to, you know, the Democrats that run the state. They send the most liberal loons there, and those loons keep overturning their laws. And one of the things I'd love to hear, and I mean this in a tongue-in-cheek way, I'd love to hear this, you know, what was her name? Hillary Clinton. She got like the Margaret Sanger Woman of the Year Award or something like that. They always get mad, you know, when I start talking about Margaret Sanger. Here's a woman who openly stated her goal was to thin out and possibly get rid of the black community, the undesirables, the weeds of society. I am so... So Trump refuses to get rid of what is David Duke's, or he doesn't say anything about David Duke. Here's a woman who openly embraces a woman who is trying to wipe out the black community. I am the most confused man on the planet right now. Help me out.
Well, it comes down to this, and this is really, it's a paradigm. It's because I understand the message has been so long that Democrats have been out swinging, but they really have the guys out there. If you really care about the black race, the Democratic Party is a very, very dark secret. Part of that is Margaret Sanger. She looked at the black race as weeds. So what they have done since her time is breed, they have bred the black daughters for the abortionists. With 1,800 black babies born aborted every single day, there's been 16 million since 1973. Another little segue, but people need to understand, those 16 million mothers, there's a 5 times more chance of them having breast cancer once they get over 50 years old, once you've had an abortion. And that was done by Howard University study back in 1990.
Wow.
So understand, there's a lot of pain. So they make these pictures of these happy girls going into the abortion clinic, and they all smile. There's a lot of pain. And a lot of depression, a lot of stuff comes behind that. But at the end of the day, here's even the worst part, is they also breed our urban blacks for their votes. And you start to see things like BET, which is owned by white liberal Democrats, who fire hose out communities with all this negative stuff, anti-white, anti-police, anti-family liberal stuff, filth. And at the end of the day, we have people that are hopeless because that's what their message is then. If you want to know why the quarterback in 49ers feels the way he does, I can bet you he's a BET watcher. And every single day, that's all they do is push on us this black segregation. I don't know what it is with Democrats. They love the segregation thing because now they're segregated. They have a black feeling that they need to segregate themselves from white. There's always separation. And so we have to be aware of that. And I mean, I love to make sure I leave this on a positive note too, Joe, because people need to understand. We're in America. We're in the United States of America, guys, where every single day you can get up and start anew. And you also change your view. You don't have to remain liberal. I changed my party because I figured out my race and my country was more important, and I wanted my family to win. And all the things I was being taught was not working. So you have to understand, we can overcome this, but we have to get past the division and recognize there's an ideology that would love us to see each other from outside in, as we're now doing, black and white and women and men and rich and poor and religious and all that stuff. It should make a difference in this great country that we have.
It's so crazy because you're exactly right. I mean, we should, but we, you know, I talked about this the other night, and it's kind of off what we're talking about right now. We've lost such a community in this country. I remember as a kid growing up in the 70s, somebody lost their job or got sick, you know, a family member, what have you, and people were out there, and they were helping them out, and they were mowing their lawn, or they were taking them food, or, you know, taking the kids to school, and it was a community thing. Everybody kind of, they called it busybodies. I don't. I look back and say, no, people were knowing what was going on in the community, right?
Yeah.
We don't even know who lives next door to us in most cases now. We now say, well, you know, the government's got a program to help them out. We don't have to help them. We're just becoming, you know, little isolationists of our own in our own little communities.
It's easy to do because technology also kind of drives in that direction. And that's really why we have to even be more diligent. I mean, freedom is something that is so precious, and if we take it away in such a slow, methodical way, and that's what progressives and liberals have done for the black race. So if you understand and see, the reason I start off with what we did, the greatness of our race, because people need to understand, we were not 100 years ago where we are today, 60 years ago where we are today. Where we are today is exactly where all of America, whites, every black line you possibly think of is going to, if you allow the socialists and the Marxists to put their message in that you can't control your future, that you can't have a dream in this country, that somebody's going to stop you from moving ahead, and you got to take from somebody else to be able to be happy. If we allow that to happen, we're no better than any other nation out there that is striving and trying to work hard to get the green card to come in our country. So we have to man up, guys. And Joe, can I say this also real quickly? White Americans, stop apologizing. Nothing bothers me more than white Americans apologizing for something they never did. And not only that, but they have a background of ancestors who did the very best to give us the freest country to elect a black president for 8 years. What do you have to apologize for? And if you apologize to me, by the way, I take it personal because I know my history. And I know what my parents did, the success they had, and my parents' parents. They worked hard enough to gain the respect of any American who watched what they did. And they succeeded and won a lot. So don't apologize to me because it's an insult. And at the end of the day, we start to stay proud of who we are and not let these bigots, these bullies and cowards who like to intimidate us and make people feel guilty because you say, I'm proud to be an American or all lives matter. If we wimp out and not stand strong, then we deserve what we get. So liberalism does turn good men into whiners, weenies, and wimps. We need to man up and recognize us for who we are.
Now, you know, that's not a politically correct statement, you know, to man up. You know what I'm saying? And that's the other thing that bothers me to know. And it's almost like if you talk about tradition, they try to smack you around like you want slavery again. They go, no, what I want is I want I'll call it normal because that'll make them crazy. They'll write all kinds of nasty things tomorrow. I want a normal family structure. I want, you know, a daddy, mommy, and the kids, right? I want somebody taking care of the house. And you know, let's get something straight here. I'm not saying that the woman has to stay home and take care of the kids. And I'm not saying the guy has to go and get a job. Some families, it's the other way around. The woman's better educated in the whole nine yards. But there's somebody at home for your children. There's somebody at home helping your children out. They feel safe coming home in the afternoon. We've lost all of this. We're told all this stuff that doesn't work, that obviously doesn't work. Just look at the numbers. We're told all that is normal. We go back to the family structure, the family nucleus, and we're told that's abnormal, even though it worked. There's a plan. I'm not one of those kind of people, but it almost appears like there's a plan here.
No, it is a plan, and I am one of those people. This is not an accident. This is what we are is not an accident, guys. There are people who feel that our American way is not fair and is right. Is that right? They number one don't believe in God. We do. We start about countries with Judeo-Christian values, which basically says this: because of the way we view God, everyone is welcome, no matter whether you believe in God or not, whether you're a Christian or a Jew, it doesn't matter. We are the most tolerant society in the history of mankind because of the way we started. So at the end of the day, it's God, it's family, it's country. And those who don't like God, family, and country try to do everything they can to make it, to change it up. And that's where the misery comes in. Anything but that is misery. There's no one on this earth that's happy that does not believe in a God in heaven so that they're not the end-all. And I'll say, there are people out there that might look rich and all that kind of stuff, these leaders, at the end of the day, they're so miserable that they have to try to make everybody else miserable. That's the way they look. Those that are racist can never be happy because they look at everybody and there's a hate in their heart that just it does not allow them to have any good feelings. So let's not let them turn us into what they are. They hate themselves. They hate others. We cannot afford to do that.
You're right on.
And I don't say this about black men. Please don't let them turn us into black racists.
Okay, so tell people where they can get your book. Tell people where they can find out more about you and that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, you can go to my Facebook page. Also, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The Facebook page, we talk all the time in a very respectful way about how to make this thing happen. It's all about debating and thinking through and working against America to figure out how we get this thing done with.
Well, Burgess, it's been a pleasure, and we'll have you back on again, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Look, don't go far. We've got a lot coming up. Rick Trader is going to join me from Conservative Commandos in the next hour. We're going to talk about what else? Mr. Trump's speech. Everybody else is talking about it. Why shouldn't I, too? Anyway, you're listening on GCN Live. Don't go far. Go get warm up your coffee. Come on back. It's never dull around here. We'll be right back.